Our guest at the cafe this morning is A&M Commerce Economics Professor and the Interim Dean of the College of Business at A&M Commerce, Dr. Dale Funderburk. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I sent you not exactly an article, but a set of rankings from the Chief Executive Network that places Texas as the best state for business in the country. And not to beat our chest too much here, because there's surely not the case that everything is just hunky-dory in every respect, but still it's another indicator that around the country that Texas is seen as a very good place for business.
It is, and as a matter of fact, I paid some attention to that particular survey because it is a survey of the readership of CEO Magazine, which has been around for a long time. Texas has been number one the last couple of years, and they have a number of metrics that they look at, things such as taxes, the regulatory environment, the economy overall, and ranking those. Again, Texas has come out the top, and the reason I pay a lot of attention to it is that these are people generally who are in the position to affect relocations.
So this was a survey of the readers of Chief Executive Magazine.
Yes.
So
yes.
That's a fairly exclusive group of folks.
It is, yes.
And so it's based on their impression, but what their impressions are means a lot.
It is. And in the article itself, while it doesn't have, as you say, the verbiage in there that goes through all of the background, it does list and rate the different metrics that they use at arriving at that ranking.
Now, another article from the Austin American-Statesman, this has to do with NAFTA, and we've talked about NAFTA once or twice in the past. And, of course, the president made a big issue of NAFTA during the campaign. It's been kind of quiet lately, but this was an opinion piece in the American Statesman, and no surprise, saying we need to improve NAFTA or upgrade NAFTA, but not get rid of NAFTA.
And as a matter of fact, I tie those two articles together.
Yeah.
As you mentioned earlier, one of the things with Texas, we're the largest exporter state in the United States. And, of course, our proximity to Mexico has a lot to do with it, but NAFTA has had a lot to do with it as well.
We're talking with Dr. Dale Funderburk, and Dale is A&M Commerce Economics Professor, the Interim Dean of the College of Business here at A&M Commerce. Says that the article in the American Statesman says, Texas exports to Mexico have grown by 354% since NAFTA.
It has. It has been a strong trading partnership.
And Texas has a $12 billion trade surplus with Mexico. Of course, this is not just about, while we're most interested in the Texas economy, it's not all about Texas and its relationship to Mexico. The rest of the country, of course, has to be taken into consideration, too.
That's true. But if you look at the major trading partners of the United States, China, of course, is up there, I believe, number one, but you Canada. And then Mexico is about number three. And then again, NAFTA is a part of that.
So want to be careful with anything, any major sudden moves that might affect that. How could it be improved without eliminating or starting all over with some kind of new deal? What could be some improvements?
What happens is that over time, protections sneak in for this or that. One of the criticisms of NAFTA has been that it's caused a good bit of dislocation in terms of manufacturing that companies do, especially when you're talking about low skill requirements for manufacturing. They go toward the lower wage rates there.
Mm-hmm. Of course, there are people swear up and down that they lost their job because of NAFTA, or they don't have a job because of NAFTA, and those folks are hard to convince otherwise.
Oh, and some definitely have. Mm-hmm. Anytime that you make an agreement and you trade your trading partners there, there's going to be dislocation. And it's easy for an academician to say, well, there naturally will be those. If you want to, it gets hit by it, it hurts.
Sure. Do you gain more than you lose is always
the question. And that's a really, really important thing. People sometimes think, well, in a trade deal, someone wins and someone loses. But the nature of trade is that it can and should be a win-win situation. And overall, I would say both Mexico and Texas – but the United States have benefited from trade deals.
Well, I expect we'll talk about it again sometime.
I'm sure we will.
It's not going away anytime soon. Dale, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
My pleasure.
It is A&M Commerce Economics Professor and Interim Dean of the College of Business, Dr. Dale Funderburk, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.